So when we read the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostle, and if you ever read Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto, you find very similar ideologies there. Because Karl Marx tried to recreate what the Acts of the Apostles did. But the one thing that communism will never work is because they never had God at the center. And they put the government at the center of communism. And that's why it will always fail. Because the one thing that it never accounted for or never recognized by humanity is what we call in the Catholic Church concupiscence, or the desire to sin. We're all weak. We all have our failures, and we all fall short of grace. Therefore, if we want to build a common society, but if we put human into power and give them that absolute power in the form of government, it will always fail. No matter how good the intention might be. The only way that it can work is that we choose to come together for the greater good that's found in God. The definition of society is the desire when good men and women of goodwill choose to come together for the greater good that is based on sacrifices. Society will fail when we only think about ourselves or only about our good, about our freedom, about what's in it for me. Society will fail. And any form of government will always be imperfect until we take that personal accountability and responsibility in recognizing that we serve a higher purpose and God is the center of it all. And so that's why, my brothers and sisters, I can tell you right now, if you don't believe me, communism is fake, right? Because it cannot work. Because it never recognized anything higher than humanity. Anything higher than our own pathetic, pitiful, or humanistic mindset. And which lead us toward the gospel reading today, huh? Jesus said to Nicodemus, and he tells us now, we do not understand reality because our mindset, our understanding is too limited. We only see what's in front of us, what we can comprehend. But the Lord is calling us towards something higher, things that are transcendental, things that are eternal. Our destiny, our whole purpose, our mission is not here on earth. It's of heaven. It's of eternity with Him. So therefore, we must lift our mind, our heart, our whole being, our life up to the Lord and be grounded in Him instead of just focusing on the here, the nows, or what we think will be good for us for this particular time and age, this particular generation, or only for the people that we like. Communism, any type of government that only based on our own human dependency will fail. Unless we're willing to sacrifice ourselves and die to ourselves for the greater good of all. Meaning, choose the road less traveled. The road that our heart to choose at times. The road of discipleship. The road that Christ had taught us. The road of dying to ourselves. Just like what Jesus said, the Son of Man must be lifted up on the cross to die for us. The dying of ourselves. So that who believe in Him, who have seen what He had done on the cross and in our life through the power of grace, may have eternal life. Therefore, the only solution that we can have for a greater, just, and truly loving society can only be found in faith. And in faith that is grounded in Christ Jesus, for we are truly His disciples.